it's a menstrual hygiene management program, and we're piloting in Masvingo, covering all schools, all wards, the 35 wards that are in Masvingo. And what we are doing is we're constructing girlfriendly latrines. We're also constructing incinerators to burn every other waste that is in the school. And then the other thing that we do is to train school health masters. We also actually commemorate World Menstrual Day on the 28th. We started last year.
What are some of the challenges that you're finding when it comes to the health of young girls? You were mentioning that you have at this moment a young girl who's under your program. Tell us some of the challenges that they're facing.
I think most of the challenges border around access. They can't access the menstrual pads because most of the shops, they don't store that. There is tissue, of course, but that doesn't hold lots of blood. So they tend to absent themselves from school in case they spoil their uniforms. So they lose out on education, really, because they are always absent from school.
You also mentioned that because the young lady that you are with is a minor, but is she on your program? And what is she asking?
Is.
Like, what kind of assistance would they want, especially to make sure that they are not missing out of school?
Okay, because we also have a program that focuses on capacity building. We're actually teaching them on how to make the reusable menstrual pad, where we are actually using some materials to make what they can wash, dry, and reuse the following month. Because I think the problem is with the economy. The families can't spend a dollar per month, per girl. Let's say you have four girls. So parents are saying they don't have $4 to spend on menstruation. I think the issue is menstruation is still with the women, the silent issue. So men, when it comes to budgeting, are not budgeting. And when you look at women, they are not economically stable, so they can't raise money to buy pads for their kids because it's done in secret, even the pant itself. So in our program, we do the reusable menstrual pad, and we also assist them in sewing their pants.
How have the reusable menstrual pads been received, especially by the young ladies in schools?
It's actually been received well because it's an alternative to the old rags that they've been using. And they are saying most of the rags actually make them spoil. So because we're using fleece, I think, you know, fleece material, and at the bottom we put waterproof to make sure that they avoid leakages.
You spoke about the issue of the involvement of the male figure, especially the fathers. Are you changing the taboo? But we've had also men saying they would like to be involved. What are you trying to do to change that perception?
Okay, we've certainly done. So as we speak now, tomorrow we have a workshop with traditional leaders from Matabele, North, South and the Midlands. On Wednesday, we're going to be meeting traditional leaders from Manicaland and Masvingo. Then on Friday, we'll meet Marsh West, East and Central. So what we're saying is custodians of culture, I think if they get to understand it, all these taboos will fall away. So we already have chiefs that have committed to being menstrual hygiene management ambassadors.